This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, January 16th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we have an open line Monday. That means you can call in and we can discuss anything that you have on your mind. Also, we can also speak about what is trending in social media, what is trending in the news, and I'll be happy to give my opinions of it. As usual, and of course, I have one or two things I would like to discuss, and you can also always give commentary on that and just have a conversation. Let's have a conversation on what is happening inside the Bahamas. And of course, I give you the opportunity, express yourself. Express yourself and tell me, man, Nuri, this is bothering me. This is what should be celebrated, and this is what should be in the news, or at least should be on the talk shows and being discussed. So, this is what I want to discuss. I want to know what exactly is happening in Harbor Island. You see, I paused there. That's a dramatic pause, right? That's a dramatic pause because Harbor Island is an island paradise. It has been voted the best island in the world. Nothing wrong happens in Harbor Island. Has the best beach, have the most welcoming people. The tourism product is sublime. Is that good in Harbor Island? But recently a video has been circulating. One of the residents of Harbor Island is saying that there is a shanty town in Harbor Island. And of course, this took off like a rocket and start circulating all over social media. And of course, like clockwork, the member of parliament, just like what happened in Abaco when there were other videos of shanty towns and illegal migrants. I don't like saying that word illegal. Undocumented migrants. And immediately afterwards, the members of parliament start saying, oh, we need help and I'm doing whatever I got to do. And I've speaking to my cabinet officials, and they're saying they're going to do something soon, and nothing ever happens. But I want to know, how is it that one of the smallest islands in the Bahama chain, I can stand at one end of Harbor Island and look across the highway and see the other end of Harbor Island? I can say that residents of Harbor Island know everybody. They know who the ma is, the pa, and they can even say, hey, I know that your daddy ain't your daddy, but it's actually your cousin Mo, who is your daddy, because I know. I see when they were sneaking out, my meaning that the island's so small, they know everybody business. But to say there's a shanty town in the bushes, and nobody knew that there's a shanty town, is impossible. That means corruption on the island. That means the people on the island lousy. The people on the island lousy, and they caused that. It's not the immigrants who caused that. It's the people on Harbor Island that is causing the influx, the frustration on the island. In fact, Harbor Island has 100% employment. Nobody's unemployed there. Everybody working. In fact, they have two and three jobs. In fact, there's a labor shortage on Harbor Island. That they got to be asking, same way with Exuma, it's a labor shortage in Exuma too, that you can come and find a job, two, three jobs if you want. Mind you, I know that Harbor Island has a Bahamian shanty town. And you say, what do you mean a Bahamian shanty town? I mean that section, that pocket of Harbor Island, where there's still outside toilets, Bahamian living outside toilets, and the houses ain't quite what it is. I know there's a Bahamian one. But then you say, there's an illegal immigrant one? And I say, man, something wrong. It's impossible. That can't happen. It can't happen without the people of Harbor Island being responsible. aiding and abetting what is happening. But I see I have a caller here. Let me see what the caller is talking about. As I have one or two topics, and like I said, it's open line day. So I would be happy to discuss anything that you wish to discuss. But go ahead, caller. How are you doing?
So much, good morning.
Good morning to you.
It has come to my attention, sir. The Rodney A. Bain Building, the Royal Bank down Carmichael Road, they're the two things I found out about, that they belong to National Insurance. And I'm wondering now, who set up these kind of deals where the National Insurance own these buildings and they're vacant and just sitting and they're spending the people's money to buy these things? Now they, and see, and all these things I'm realizing are deals. Everybody get their money out of them and just leave the building. And that came from now. One time, Mr. Ingram government, he said it wasn't him. It was the government. They borrowed $11 million, never paid it back. And yet, all they're telling us now is they need to go up on this National Insurance thing. And the next thing about this National Insurance thing, why do they go up and charge the business people more than the employee? Because the business person does not get anything back. Tell them, please don't put no more burdens on us. Because why should I pay more than the person who gets something out of it? I don't understand that logic. Nowhere in the world you go into business to lose. But they're making us pay more. When they come now and say, they're already prepping us and saying they're going to be short and they're going to go up on national insurance. And they're going to tax the business people more money. I swear I'm in business only to take care of people. I am not getting anything out of the business anymore. But these two buildings that they got just idle now, that is the people's money, we need to do an investigation to that and find out who cut those deals and who bought those buildings. Because, I mean, how could you keep doing this to us, man?
I hear you, caller. And then
sometimes I feel like crying when I hear these things we're gonna, and they're talking about the people that, and they love us, and God is good, and all these things. They throw God into everything. God don't want no buildings. And he don't want the people to suffer because some greedy people out there getting more than they should. Like, I just found out the other day, my MP is a preacher and a politician.
Yeah, MP is a preacher and a politician.
That's right, for Southern Shores.
Yeah, he's a good man, Christian man.
Oh, he's a good man.
Yeah, he's a Christian man.
Okay, well, I wonder what deals he'll be involved in soon.
No, man, he's a Christian man.
My friend, I ain't putting it past nobody.
Okay.
Because these fellas going in there for something. It got to be something.
Okay. Well, let me comment to what you said. And before you go, as a businessman, you pay any income tax?
I pay all these taxes.
I ask you, income tax.
No, we pay, that income tax isn't here yet.
So are you more likely prefer to pay income tax on your income, your business, and of course you...
Let me engage you.
You prefer to pay income tax and taxes on your property and your business instead of helping poor people in regard to national insurance. You say that's what you prefer?
No, you don't.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to say, you were complaining about the small amount of money you're paying for national insurance.
Wait, don't misconstrue what I'm saying, man.
That's what you're saying.
No, listen to me, sir.
I can listen to you.
I get up every morning to come to work, and I can hardly show you anything I've gotten out of it for the last 2 or 3 years.
You don't get no good employees?
Yeah, I presume I do.
Yeah, because
of the world recessions that are going down and going around.
You want to punish your staff.
I don't say that.
I'm concerned about you.
Because I am a person that I've gone into business for me.
You're a capitalist. You don't worry about poor people.
No, it isn't that. You get what you work for. That's what I'm getting.
Mm.
I didn't go into this for nobody to help me.
Mm-hmm.
I took my own money and put into it because I had a dream.
Now, you don't want to pay no national insurance.
No, I'm not saying that. You're supposed to pay taxes to your government. But tell me why I should pay more than the employee. Who gets the benefit and I don't get any? How much sense that make to you?
You want them to satisfy that small minimum wage.
I want them to pay their own tax because they benefit at the end of the year or when they're sick or whenever, whatever. Let them have a dream like I have a dream. Don't make me come to work every day and paying all these things for people who don't have a dream or they just come to work.
I hear you.
I don't feel like it's fair. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this national insurance where the Rodney A. Bain Building is vacant.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Okay.
And the Royal Bank down on Carmichael Road is vacant now. Good. The $11 million that Ingram government borrowed when he was in power, all that money. That is why, you see, all these monies, if we could just get these, then we wouldn't have to do all these going up on things, man.
Okay. So, I have no problem talking about this national insurance building, and that is a concern. And I'm saying, why all of these fledgling political groups, why don't they concentrate on things like that? You know, try to find out the owners of these dilapidated buildings, these government buildings, right? And hold the government in account to that. Ask NIB, anytime they speak about NIB and increase this, they say, what about this building, right? When you're going to fix this building up, hold them accountable. These are things that we should be lobbying as the people. I have a text here that says, this is why this problem persists. We are always talking, skirting around this migrant issue. A lot of them are illegal. It is what it is. Why we say illegal is they are breaching our borders, circumventing our immigration process. That's an illegal act. So they are illegal migrants. It is what it is. Stop walking on eggshells around these issues. And I say it's undocumented migrants, and you say it's illegal immigrants, and I decide to use a different word. That's all it is. That's all it is. So you have another text says, we are tired. Let's stop issuing permits to this group. See? See, I have a problem with that. I'm not sure if it's legally feasible to block a certain ethnic group, right? And when the law is supposed to be fair for all, you say, man, I ain't gonna do no more black people and just let white people come into the Bahamas. I ain't gonna have no more Jamaicans. I could just have Canadians come into the Bahamas. I ain't gonna have no more Haitians. See, the wording, and when it looks globally, it doesn't look good, right? We are tired, reading back this text. We are tired. Let's stop issuing permits to this group. Let's send a strong message that we will no longer tolerate the behavior that has persisted for over 40 years in this country and just getting worse. It's a new year. We coming up on our 50 years anniversary. Can we do something stronger to discourage these people from coming here? Is it at all possible? Do we have the guts to save this country? And one of the issues we're having is that we're not enforcing the laws that exist. We have laws that works, right? We have immigration laws, and I'm starting to question whether we want to enforce it, right? I see what is also happening is that the 50th Independent Secretariat has created a list, or created a flyer, says join the list. And what they're asking for artists, retail vendors, food and beverage, confection vendors, and experience providers to send in their names so they can partake in the 50th anniversary of the Bahamas. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it means you write to them, basically, and say, I do these things. And then if they can fit your business into their agenda, they would include you and call you up. Now, mind you, I'm still not sure what it is, the overarching theme that we're doing that. But they said, send it. And I said, that's a good move. I'm waiting on that. So those persons who are interested in participating in the 50th Independence Day celebration and have a business and experience tour or experience provider they use, that's the word they use, call them up and send an email and say, well, I do this. Can I fit in? But I have another caller here. There's Open Line Monday. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Howard.
Good. Howard. No, this isn't Howard.
Oh, sorry.
I sound like Howard?
I apologize.
That's okay. What's my name, though?
Okay, great.
No. What's my name? We got to start over. You know who this is?
Tell me again, please.
All right, that's okay. I like you. How you doing, sir? This is C.A. Nuri from the C.A. No, it's the C.A. Nuri show. And it's Guardian Radio in the AM, and you're talking with C.A. Nuri.
I just threw a blank on your name just now.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's few of us.
Great. Okay. Listen, I too saw the video over the weekend of the Shantytown development, as I should call it, that loosely call it development in Harbor Island. That really concerns me because Harbor Island is a beautiful island.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both, like I said, I called you last week, actually, and I kind of reiterated on a point similar to what I'm about to say now, that, you know, the political class in this country don't seem to be concerned at all about the influx of illegal immigrants, and that's what they are by definition. They are not migrants. They are illegal immigrants because they entered this country without documentation. That makes you illegal. And, you know, Bahamians, you know, we fudge this adjective we use to describe them, but the fact is, these people are illegal, and anyone who enters anyone's country illegally, you know, you're subject to the penalties that law brings about. But It seems that the politicians here are not really concerned. Do you agree with that? Because this Haitian problem, I'm 62 years old. This Haitian problem has been persisting since I was a child. And I remember the Haitians running through our yard. We had about four or five houses, and they're running through the yard trying to escape immigration at 4 o'clock in the morning. I've seen that. And it was always a big commotion. But I'm just very concerned that the political class is not at all. I think they have this globalized mentality where they believe they're the UN agenda 2021, 2022, where they talk about the nationalization or transnationalization of the world, where you can go to any country, set up, and do whatever you want without documentation and all that, and you have to be facilitated by these countries. And this kind of things is happening. But there's a world agenda, and I think our politicians are tapped into it, Howard,
I hear you. But I love engaging my callers, right? You believe in legal definitions, like official definitions?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's why there are articles in the book, on the law book.
Okay, and I appreciate that. And you believe there's an official definition of what is Bahamian, what is the Bahamas, what is the United States, what is Haiti, what is Jamaica, what is the Caribbean, what is CARICOM. You believe that there's official definitions for that?
Yes,
legal absolutely. Definitions.
Absolutely. I think, yes, absolutely.
And this is why I asked you all that.
I tell you what, see, Howard, people, you look at different countries, right? People, when countries are spelled, they spell in capital letters, That to me is official. That makes it legal. That makes it recognizable.
And like I said, this is why I asked you that question. There is an official definition saying undocumented migrants. It's official. Every country around the world uses that definition. It's a global definition. It's an official definition for the world. They ask all countries to use official definitions, right? Especially when government official uses it in terms of speaking to their people, and so the world will understand what they're saying. And there's no official document definition called illegal migrants. It's called undocumented migrants, right? And this is why I asked you that. You said, no, there's no such thing as undocumented. Call it by the right name. And I'm trying to say the right name is what it is. And this is why our official... It's not Howard, it's still CA.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That happens. Howard's show must be being grand now. I kind of do this.
Let's just forget the semantics right now, please. Let me just say this, man. The United Nations Center for Refugees, they've changed the definition. That's the whole thing. They've changed the definition so that countries will find it easier to fudge the definition of whether you're illegal or not.
Mm.
You see, if you have, and that's one point. And another point is, if it says undocumented, that means that the country doesn't recognize you. That makes you illegal.
That makes you undocumented.
If you're undocumented, that makes you illegal. If you're not documented in a country, that means that you didn't come in the right way, Howard.
CA. And then let me give you one. Let me give an example. If I broke the law, right? If I broke the law, in front of which body do I go to be found guilty of breaking the law?
Right. Then you go into the legal system.
And you're saying that, and so you're trying to say that your legal term of using the word illegal, right? That's why I like engaging my callers, right?
Absolutely.
Which is determined by the courts. But you don't want to go to the courts. You want to determine it beforehand instead of going to the courts. And the courts, remember, to be considered illegal, the court must be said that you entered, determined that you entered the country illegally, and you have been determined to be an illegal immigrant. And I'm saying that that process has not been happened as yet. And the term that you're using means that they're undocumented, therefore they have to be put in front of the court, and the court determines that they did an illegal act. The chickens before the cart before the carriage and thing, but it doesn't matter. But I like words.
Howard, sorry. CA, they tried it again.
Hmm.
They tried it before. They tried that in was it in Nagua? I think who was it? One of the parts. These governments have changed so fast. I've lost track. But essentially, what they've done. Remember, they had the court down in Nagua. That was a recognition of that act of illegality. You understand? That was the courts recognizing that there was a problem. That's why I think it lasted a couple of months. They went down there and they were processing illegal immigrants there at the time. So I don't know what happened to it. It fell apart, but all I'm saying, CA, is that the government, we have to deal with this thing, and I'm the one that believes in national sovereignty. I don't consider my. When I went to college, I met Africans and Caribbean guys that were, you know, they go, "Oh, I'm a citizen of the world." I said, "Well, what country? Which passport are you carrying if you're a citizen of the world?" You see, that was the thing that in the late 80s, that was the thing that was going around talking about this citizenship, world citizenship and stuff. And that, to me, that's a UN propaganda piece that they were using to make people, yeah, we're all human, of course, mm-hmm. but we all have national boundaries. You go back to the Tower of Babel, remember what happened to the Tower of Babel? Huh? God struck the population and gave all them different tongues. That was, to me, in my view, that's the beginning of nationality right there, you see? So I think that the government in this country need to really do something. CA, we need to really recognize this problem for what it is and deal with it.
Definitely have a problem. We definitely have a problem. I've just said I want to do it in decency and order. We definitely have a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, like I said, by the law. Everything I've said during this conversation has been by the law. We have to recognize law, and we have to recognize some international standards with us, change the human rights and decency and all of that. Yes, I agree with all that.
But you can't just come
into somebody's country and just set up ad hoc like the way they're doing in this country. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And one other question, why aren't they going to Cuba?
They have Haitians in Cuba. There's a whole large population in Cuba.
Yeah, okay.
In the thousands. I don't know how they get there, but they know thousands. A lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, man, okay. Thousands. In fact, they have their own cultural day and thing. They have their own cultural day and thing.
Okay.
Cuba embrace different countries. They different.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
They have the most embassies in the world, you know. You go in that Cuban straight, all kind of embassies there.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks very much.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I see another caller there. Go ahead. Producer, pass the caller through. What's on your mind today, caller? We have an open line today.
Yeah, so I'm going to take us in a different direction, but I was wondering how we as Bahamians can industrialize and make profitable the entertainment and intellectual property, you know, in the country, as many other countries are doing. And I really think that could be a sustainable pillar of our economy if we move into that.
Okay, let me engage you for 2 seconds. Who is responsible for doing this, you think? Call you there?
Yeah.
Who should be responsible for doing that?
It's always on the citizenry.
You see what the problem is right there. I can let you repeat it so you can understand who the problem is, where the problem stemming from, right?
Yeah,
because when you go around the world, in the United States, Germany, whatever it is, it's individuals who have spearheaded and trailblazed in the society for different areas, right? And something is happening to the Bahamas where no citizen want to take their responsibility or that platform of being a trailblazer and say, I can make it happen. They always say, man, the government ain't doing it. So let's engage. Who is the problem? Who's responsible for this?
Right. The citizenry is responsible, but there are things that the government can do to encourage.
Like what?
Let's say we set a mandate, as some other countries have done, but let's say we set a mandate that at least 40 to 50% of all media played in the country needs to be Bahamian made.
So you saying that the government must go to the radio station and say, hey, radio stations, you don't have the freedom despite all the investments you made inside your business. We will tell you all only Bahamian music needs to be played. That's what you're saying.
No, it's not only, it's a percentage, and it doesn't even need to be as high as 50%, depending on the type of station it is, but they should also be willing to designate a certain percentage, because that all encourages, you know, the flow of cash within the economy.
Mm-hmm.
That would benefit them in the long run, because they have more content to play. Advertisers would be more willing, because the stations would be more popular, because people are invested in their friends, family, you know, getting their music and getting it out to the world, because the world is looking for content.
But you know, the stations, the ones who play music, they get all advertisement now. The Bahamian people respond to a certain type of music and they spend their advertisement dollars on it. So you're saying that perhaps we need to say, hey, Bahamians who wants to play a certain type of music, that we ain't going to play that no more. We're going to play the Bohemian music, and you need to invest your advertisement money to promote this Bohemian music instead of the popular music where the people want to listen to.
No, we would then be promoting Bohemians to get into these different types of popular music that fits into, you know, the flow of the radio stations, like, say, the classical music station, the rock station. We have Bohemians who make these types of music, but it isn't efficient, profitable, or feasible for a lot of them to get their content out there because in a lot of places they're blocked. So they meet the requirements, but there is discrimination. You know, there isn't an organized industry. There is the union of artists, I believe. But, you know, they don't have the support that they need.
Okay.
We don't have a place like Hollywood. You know, if we, even if the people who have money come together and make an investment.
Wait. You won't force the people who have money to make an investment, not the people who do in the course.
I'm saying if they have the mindset
and if they're not interested, if they're not interested, who's supposed to do it then? Just asking.
Well, the small man would need to come together.
Yeah, see, we're still going back to who the problem is. And we always blaming other people. And if the small man who have the talent and have the skills that always want to find other people to do things for them, that means we can stay right where we are. We always finding other people to blame. They just need a producer to work.
Well, I'm not placing the blame on anyone.
Okay.
The core of the issue is we don't have that trust in each other anymore. We don't have financial trust. We don't have political trust. We don't even have common trust. The same thing with the migrant issue as well. You know, we just looking at hatred instead of these people are humans. There are brothers and sisters under God. Maybe we could just do a small part to try and help their issue and that it like take some of the burden off of us. Same thing with this music issue.
I hear you. I appreciate you calling and engaging me, man. Yeah. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
The other day when wannabe politician went over PI, they went over PI and gone inside a gated community. They opened the doors, them, right, and walked bypass everyone. And they start knocking on people's doors. Knock, 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 knock. And one lady answered the door. And this wannabe politician asks the lady who answered the door, "You's Bohemian? You supposed to be here? I believe that you are here illegally. I want you to answer all kind of questions." And I say, I wish a Negro would come and knock on my door and ask me that type of question, especially if I live in over PI. The audacity. I wonder if that person was Conky Joe looking, that this Negro politician would have knocked on people's door and start asking strange questions. They ain't going to the police, so they report any illegal activities and say, hey, I think there's a concern, you should come there. They took it upon themselves to go in people's yard. See, that's why I miss Auckland's people. My old man, Oswald, God rest the dead, right? He would have chopped that person up. I mean, I can't be condoning violence on. I'm just saying he different. You know, he's a bib at times. But I'm saying back in the day, he never answered the question. That's why I say no one questioned your ease. You know, that's that. But now we have politicians recording, trying to get likes, you know, going in people's yard, trying to act like they're the police. They're some official officers. And we as Bohemian decent citizens ain't have no problem with that. We said, oh, that's cute. That's good likes. Let's share that. Let's share that again, you know? But something's wrong with that. But I have another caller there. Producer Pastor caller through. Go ahead, caller. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Newry. First time calling here.
I'm wonderful, man. Welcome.
Good.
I'm glad you can call me Howard. I appreciate that.
I'm calling about the old island matters with the migration, in particular Harbor Island.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I've been there twice in the last few months. And I've seen the massive development going on in the south of the island.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, are we overbuilding? Is there such a thing as overbuilding of a country, overdevelopment?
Well,
and then you think of the small island of Harbor Island and its small population.
And that's subjective, you know. And some people might argue that. Mind you, I always think of Manhattan, when I consider small island, and you know, Bohemians love our United States, and when they think of New York and Manhattan have millions of people there. It is just as big as Nassau, right? And they buy building all kind of skyscrapers. You hear that a number of behemoths said, well, we need more high-rise buildings. So in terms of size, right, it's subjective. It's subjective in terms of overbuilding. Can more be done with Harbour Island? People saying condominiums is the next move. Right.
But you know, the population of the Bahamas is very small, and so how does that facilitate the Bahamas? Because I feel like any development that goes on should facilitate the Bahamas first and foremost. I don't think we should be stingy, or mean, or selfish. We need foreigners, of course. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the point that there are more foreigners than Bahamas, when it comes to the point that as sovereignty is destabilized, that's a question of how much development should be allowed to go on. Should we continue to allow foreigners the loss of money to come in and invest to meet their needs, not thinking about the development and the continuous growth of the Bahamians within the Bahamas?
So the problem now is we know that let's talk about Nassau. Nassau was not going to be developed how it is if a business or industry as like Atlantis didn't come to the Bahamas. It revolutionized the entire Bahamas in terms of customer service, in terms of standards, whatever it is. And people said that's a monstrosity that they built there. But we know that that program, that concept, let me add Bahama to it, Atlantis and Bahama, those are the two pillars, right? They have changed and revolutionized the Bahamas to the point where we are the jewel of the Caribbean. And I hear you when you said, oh, perhaps we are building so much, especially on the family islands. Auckland's need a development. We will take three Bahama right now because we need that investment injected in there. Andras is desperate for a major development program. And I hear what you're saying, and I hear the concern. But as a growing and developing nation, right, we need as many foreign direct investment or Bahamians coming in and invest in the Bahamas as much as possible, or we will stay primitive. And I don't want to stay primitive.
That is true, Howard. But as we move forward, we must begin to think about how much is too much. Because when I went down, I told you just a few months ago, and it's true what they said.
That is too much development.
The illegal migration. It went so far, Howard.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Did you ask any of those documented those people if they have papers? Just asking.
No, I did not.
So because they have high cheekbones and dark skin, you said them, they got to be illegal.
Okay. No, I'm just asking. Okay. Not really. I didn't think that.
So you are saying on this public radio that they were undocumented people because they dark skin and high cheekbones.
No, I
was concerned because I see where he was going, and I said, Lord, look how this lady calling me, because I have high cheekbones. And if I go to Harbour Island, I don't want you calling me no illegal immigrant.
So do I.
Because I was on the family island the other day, and I don't want you meaning that was me. That was not. I ain't illegal, you know. I've been here a long time.
In fact, someone told me not to go to Africa because they may think I'm an African.
That's good. You must be pretty as hell.
Okay. But what happens is that when I traveled to Harbour Island just a few months ago, the mail boat that I traveled on, there were so many. In fact, when I first started to travel on that mail boat, it was manned totally by English-speaking Bahamians.
Okay.
Not so today. And it got so bad until I traveled overnight because it landed the next morning. I had to go and beg the foreign nationals to please turn the radio off so I could sleep. I could take a nap.
Mm.
They were just there with the foreign language and the loud radio. Mm. And they were just, you know, and I couldn't sleep. I had to beg them more than once.
Oh, Lord.
To please turn it down. And I had to go to one of the females there who I felt was with reason with me to ask her to please tell them to turn it down.
Mm.
I don't think that should be happening in the Bahamas. It should not be.
I hear you, caller, and thank you very much for calling. I find whenever I take the bus, I just find it frustrating when people speak in a different language next to me. I don't understand because they always think they talking about me, you know. So I always say, but you're shh. Even though you all might be Bahamian speaking that Creole language, you can't be allowed to speak no Creole here. I find that is prejudice. And I said, Lord, look how my prejudice is showing. And I see that you have prejudice too. You don't want them to speak the Creole around you on the boat. I'm nothing wrong with that because I have that same issue, right? But that tells what your story you're saying tells a tale, right? That once upon a time, the mail boat was manned by Bahamians. And Bahamians have now matriculated now to the hotels and government jobs, and they don't want to be paid no $200 to be on no mail boat. So now we are forced to hire Haitian nationals, right?
No, I also think that the Bahamian, the true Bahamian labor is in short numbers. So as businesses continue to grow and development continue to grow, we're going to be forced to bring in laborers from abroad. Then the sovereignty of the Bahamas will be in jeopardy.
So you're saying we need to stop growing?
No, I'm just saying what's the rate, and I think it needs to be studied and developed carefully.
Nothing wrong with that. I hear you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, though.
Thank you, too, Greg.
Yes. And we see I have another caller here, right? So let me pass the caller through so I can go through these texts to see if anything good to read. But go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me? Go ahead, caller.
Zaniri.
How are you doing today?
I am doing very well. And yourself?
I'm always good. Inshallah. Mashallah.
A couple of callers back, you engaged the gentleman about the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to support his position in that we have allowed foreign direct investors and others who gain millions and billions of dollars of concessions in our country to dilute and destroy the cultural experience that most of our visitors enjoy in the Bahamas. I say we have allowed it, meaning that our governments, by giving them the concessions that they give them without making demands of them, as we have done in the past. There was a time back in the 70s and 80s when the minister then of Labor, Sir Clifford Darling, the late Sir Clifford Darling, took a position that the Bahamians were not employed in those mega resorts. No foreign entertainment will come into those resorts. We got to get the intestinal fortitude to protect our people. We have been advocating for a number of years in this country that in the heads of agreement, it's mandated that those foreign direct investors include Bahamian entertainment in their offerings to the guests. We know that there are a number of foreign properties operating in this country who bring foreign entertainment into this country on a regular basis, and no Bahamian entertainment are being featured. They may claim that they are having Bahamians perform, but they're not being featured. As the other day I heard, it was a week of country and western at one property on Paradise Island.
They had one in Abaco too.
Okay. So what has happened to the Bahamian experience?
Okay, Mr. Munnings, let me engage you, because I recognize that good voice, right? You are saying that the government needs to dictate to the foreign...
No, mandate.
That's dictate? No.
Mandate, not dictate.
Or you are like me, who words are important, and you don't want to use the word dictate.
No,
you want to use the word mandate.
Is not the word that I believe. When you mandate something, you refer to it as a part of an arrangement. For example...
Okay, we don't got to worry about semantics.
Of agreement.
Let me set up the question.
Go ahead.
I'm saying that you are a professional artist. You are saying that you don't have the gravitas, the wherewithal, to create a product where the persons who are in the hotel, they say, man, I hear they having a concert over there, just like how they used to have it over the hill and the Zanzibar and all those things, will attract the tourists. You want to go into the tourist product, into the foreign direct investment, and tell them, mandate to them, that no, I don't want you bringing Michael Jackson no more. I don't want you bringing Tina Turner.
You're misinterpreting.
No, I'm just saying how it sounded to me.
No,
I hear you.
I'm telling you.
I'm hearing you that you want the mandate. Say, using the word mandate.
Yes.
You want the mandate to the foreign direct investor, the Havid Bahamian, when you ain't
want
own nothing. I say, open up your hotel.
Are you going
to
let me answer?
I didn't let you answer, but I said, I want you to do. I want you to open up your hotel and play Bahamian music and let the tourists come there. Don't be going to no foreign place and tell them what you need to hear when you can do the same thing. Now that's the end of my question. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're engaging me, but you want to do all the talking.
No, I'm just saying that you ain't want to open up no hotel.
Well, let me make my point.
Go ahead. Open up a hotel.
We have made several attempts.
To open up a hotel?
The late Sir Thomas Bastian had a plan to open a hotel right there where Workers' House is many years ago.
And something happened.
Never happened.
we have advocated and we have approached the government when they were talking about selling the our Lucaya property. And together, collectively, the unions engaged the government and asked them to sell us, lease us, the same way you lease and give away our properties to the foreign direct investors as incentives.
Which union did that?
The Commonwealth of the Bahamas Trade Union Congress.
Wanted to buy the hotel from the government. They put
Not buy the hotel. You got to listen to what I'm saying.
You didn't want to buy the hotel.
I said we approached the government
to, get it for
to
free.
Engage them to purchase or engage or partner with the government to access a part of the property in our Lucaya to put in a full Bahamian experience in one of those properties.
For free.
Never. Go ahead. I didn't say for free, sir. Okay. You're not listening, man.
I'm just saying so far it sounds like
partner with or lease agreement. Did you not hear me say that?
I believe the government should not be in the hotel business. And I'm trying to say I don't believe
the government is in the hotel property because they own the our Lucaya property.
Man, that closed down, man.
We approached them, I said, to get access to that property. Never happened. I personally are involved with a group that just opened a lounge over the hill in the Western District. We applied for concessions.
Yeah, he got it, eh?
Received nothing.
What kind of concession you want? Let me hear about that. What
tax
kind of
exemptions on the importation of certain types of equipment that they give to all of the hotels in this country.
And what type of equipment are you looking for that you want taxes?
Sound equipment, musical equipment, and other types of equipment that we know the hotel get concessions on.
So you, okay, let me.
Never happened.
I write it down now.
I can show you.
No.
I'll call his name. I spoke to Mr. Halkidis and his people on this. It's on record. You ain't got to write nothing down.
I'm going to ask Mr. Halkidis, if you ask him anything. I can ask him when he come on the show.
Well, you can ask him.
I write it down.
I'm saying to you, if you would just listen for a second.
I do my best.
That we are not getting the same kind of opportunity in our country that are afforded to foreign direct investors. That's point number one.
Okay.
We have hotels in this country that import foreign entertainment under the guise of a cultural exchange.
You don't want them importing no more foreign entertainment.
You're not listening to me, man.
I ask some questions.
No, well, you can't interrupt me when I'm making a point. Let me finish my point, then you ask your question.
Go ahead, then.
All right? I'm saying to you that there is a hotel in this country that we've been fighting for the last 10 years. First of all, to recognize the union that is duly registered and ought to be recognized by them. Two, they import foreign entertainment. I could show you, and I have examples of it, of foreign persons playing disco music around the pool and on the beaches of these properties. There are no Bahamians who could provide the service.
Man, I know the hotel I work at, all Bahamians playing. I'm just saying there's a hotel, all the Bahamian bands there.
Okay.
But I know what the hotel you went to.
Okay,
well, but I'm just saying I can talk for sure.
Obviously.
I got pictures with them recently.
Obviously, I'll call you offline and give you the name of the hotel because we are dealing with them as we speak.
Oh, okay. I know the two major hotels because I know they both are the two major hotels.
In this
two big hotels in New Providence. I know they have Bahamian bands.
Hotels in this country that you know of?
I know they have Bahamian band. I'm just saying they have Bahamian bands.
Where?
The two major hotels.
Where?
Call
the name.
Bahama and Atlantis
and
have
they
Bahamian bands on the pool deck.
On the pool deck.
You want them?
Do they feature them in their feature shows?
Well, I'd say they're on the pool deck.
They're on the pool deck. So that's where we were denigrated, just a pool deck performance. There's some of us who don't provide entertainment around the pool. There used to be a time where we were showcased in the major hotels just as in the casino shows and in the special production shows like the Tradewinds Lounge, et cetera, et cetera.
I hear
you. So you want to denigrate Bahamians to play around the pool. That's your mentality, and that's what you wanted to say.
I hear you, Mr. Munnings.
No, not only hear me, I want you to be fair in your criticism of what I'm telling you.
I still criticizing you, saying that.
No problem. You can criticize me all you want.
Here's what them said. I mean, of course, respectful, because you know I love you.
Go ahead. You have to love me.
You is one of those people who ain't want to put the money where your mouth is. You want us to give it for free. You want to give us a free.
All my life.
Open up one hotel.
Anything for free.
Open up one hotel, and I'll try bring people to you.
No problem.
Good.
I am saying to you, I don't have to open a hotel. My father never owned a hotel. Had one of the most successful entertainment operations in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have to be in a hotel. I just told you I invested in a privately owned, and I'll invite you to come by and see what I'm doing.
Yes.
So don't tell me put my money where my mouth is. You stop propagandizing foolishness on this radio.
I agree with you. Thank you very much for calling them. All the best. I have another caller. Let's squeeze that in quickly, please, before I go on that quick break. I have no break. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I do, man. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I hear you talking, but Mr. Bean, but wannabe politician. If he don't give this information, how are we supposed to know? Because you all ain't telling nobody nothing. The government ain't telling nobody nothing. And you talk about wannabe politician. Someone got to open up your eyes, man.
I engage you quickly, caller, because I have to go on the break. Excuse me, man. I want to engage you. Let me quickly do that.
Yeah,
right?
You get it.
Use Bahamian, right? If some stranger knock on your door and start asking you questions, what do you tell them?
They do that now.
Who? Can't ask me. Use a different type of Bahamian. You can't
they
ask me.
They do that now. People come knocking on your door.
And you ask them who they is?
Listen to me.
I'm just asking.
Listen to me.
You ain't gonna ask him who it is?
He know why he knock on that door.
I asked you if some stranger come knock on your door.
He know why he knock on that door. He ain't just going to knock on that door. Someone give him reason to go there to do that. He know why he do that.
You know why he do that?
Because these people hide these people, man. Stop trying to cover up these people.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
You know, oh, Lord. Tell you one about the Heidi and see what they can do.
I ain't going to Heidi. They violent on
them. Yeah, I know you ain't getting there. You know why?
I have my generation property in Ackland.
If something happens, you have to go to Heidi.
I go.
You ain't getting to know Heidi.
No, for what? In the United States right now.
You ain't in love.
I go to the United States.
No, the American ain't want you, but you go to Heidi.
What you mean American don't want me?
No, they ain't want you.
The
American go to Heidi.
They love
me.
America love me.
You want them come here, you go there and see how long
America loves me.
You know America loves you. Go to America then. Why are you still there?
Go on that break, producer. I appreciate you, Corey.
All right, yeah.
Americans love me.
I want you to go to Heidi, but you're encouraging them to come here.
Okay, then. We'll be right back. Got it rated AM with C.A. Nuri.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio today. I'm with C.A. Nuri, and we're talking, it's a call-in show today. Talk whatever's on your topic. I see we have 2 minutes here, so if you want to quickly call and we'll talk about what you need to, you can do that. I should make tomorrow a call-in today show again. Mind you, I already had something arranged, but it seems as if Bahamians have a lot to say, especially with this immigration issue, especially with this issue regarding musicians. And I see there's a new musicians union trying to bolster their way in because they're not happy with the current musicians union. They say they're into making money, they're making bookings and thing, and they ain't really representing the musicians properly. And I hear Freddie Munnings, right? I hear Freddie Munnings and his lobbying and his constant lobbying. I don't think anyone's listening to him per se, and that's not his fault. He has been lobbying for years. But the conclusion to that is what he is lobbying for, no one is prepared to do. So he needs to find an alternative way. And that means you're creating a space where you can bring tourists. And then you go on your website and you go do your own marketing and producing, and then the people will come. Right, you don't depend on force the foreign entity to subsidize you. You subsidize yourself. You go on Bay Street and open up a club. I mean, you go down Bay Street, there's nothing to do. Open up your club on Bay, right? Let them hear the music and say, "Man, I go inside there. I know what they have inside there, but I want to listen to that." Always the menu. I believe our government needs to help us. You know, there's the Hotel Encouragement Act, and I think that's there. But I'm gonna ask Alkitas why he ain't giving no discount to the musicians. Anyway, we gotta go. Guardian Radio in AM with CA Nuri. Tomorrow we'll be debating these things again. Have a wonderful day.